to stand here by your side as you see fit.
Is it Jane?
As your friend or as your bride.
Will it be
Jane? Sir, you are my second self, and I will be your hands, I'll be your eyes. I am here.
I
with
can't
my
see
heart.
You. I can feel how I've loved you every day.
How I've lived without your touch.
How I've managed to survive.
Only God above can say.
Am I hideous, Jane?
Very, sir. You always were, you know.
I see the wickedness is still within you.
Sir! I am an independent woman now. My uncle has died and left me a fortune.
Janet, a rich woman. What now can I offer you?
I am no better than the old chestnut, struck down by lightning, its life cleft in two. For why should you marry a blind man? Cripple, tell me, Jane, what right do I have to you? I prayed in the name of God, don't let Jane suffer, don't let her die. For 3 days in my despair, I cried to heaven, where is Jane? From my lips came a voice, came a name. I cried Jane from the depths. I called out, I cried Jane. And I don't know what happened, but I thought I heard you.
Did you speak these words out loud?
I did. If anyone was listening, you would have thought me mad. I called out with such frantic energy.
And this was last Monday evening, just after sunset.
Yes. But what followed is the strangest point. Where the voice came from, I cannot tell. But I know whose voice it was. And the voice replied,
Edward, where are you? Wait for me.
Yes. Yes, but how could you know that?
The secrets of your heart are like the secrets of the house. They have finally been revealed.
There is no more to hide. I have looked death in the face, and though a part of me has died, I will never lose faith. I will never lose heart, for you have restored my trust.
And I know you're afraid. I'm as scared. But willing to be brave,
brave enough for love. And when I heard your voice beyond the sky, I knew it was a sign from God above, one I could not deny.
So, gentle audience, I am now married to Mr. Rochester. No woman was ever nearer to her mate than I am, ever more absolutely bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh.
The secret of the flame is that there is no more to hide. It cures our blindness and our pride, and we'll never lose faith. We will never lose heart, for you have restored my trust. And I know you're afraid. I'm as scared as you are, but willing to be brave, brave enough for love.
Mr. Rochester continued blind the first 2 years of our marriage. Then, slowly, the sight in one eye began to return to him. And when our firstborn was placed into his arms, he could see that the boy had inherited his own eyes as they once were, large, brilliant, and black. On this occasion, we acknowledged with full hearts that God had tempered judgment with mercy.
I will never lose faith. I will never lose heart. For you have restored my trust.
And I know you're afraid. We're as scared as you are.
But willing to be brave.